Haynes Ambulance ready at a moment's notice for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell Chase.
Don't miss Brubaker's holiday service special with multi-point inspection, tire rotation, oil change, and wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. When it's time to hire an agent to help market and sell your home, or have an agent help find you a home, how do you choose the person you will contact? According to the National Association of Realtors, the number one reason millions of Americans choose to do business with a realtor was reputation. You want someone you can trust with your home and trust with your private information in purchasing a home. Going on Zillow and hope the agent has these credentials is a very risky bargain. You don't know anything about their background, education, or competency. Here at the Goodson Group, you will receive the best agents the River Region has to offer and a broker that has over 43 years of experience. Trained, vetted, experienced, honest, thoroughness, and the integrity are the qualities people look for and expect at the Goodson Group. Call Bo at 221-2883 or 551-0225. Get the very best person by your side.
At Marguerite's, we make it, we really make it. And for this Christmas, for $99, we've made a gemstone diamond drop earrings. That's right, in all your birthstone colors. Unbelievably, only for $99. We're doing a 14-carat white or yellow gold with the birthstone of your choice. Only at Marguerite's do we do a Christmas special for $99. Nobody else in the country touches us. We're in the Pepperidge Shops. We're open every day to Christmas. Come visit us. Let us help you out. Don't miss up on the $99 Christmas special drop earrings.
Revolutionary in his field, Dr. Bonatti created, perfected, and patented the Bonatti spine procedures. Using his genius, Bonatti invented the precise tools necessary to minimize surgery, scarring, anesthesia, and recovery. So successful are the Bonatti spine procedures, they consistently reflect 98.75% patient satisfaction. 60,000 procedures have been performed exclusively at our location. Nearly half our patients have suffered from failed back and neck surgeries at other facilities. Bonatti succeeds where others fail.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Looking for the perfect present? Then head to the perfect place. Stop by your neighborhood Ace and find the best gifts from brands like Steel, Eagle, and Milwaukee, or Traeger, Weber, and Yeti. And to help make sure your gifts are under your tree on time, you can shop in-store, online, or on the Ace app. Pick up in-store, curbside, or get them delivered. Get amazing deals on the best gifts when you wrap it in red at Ace. At participating stores.
With boughs of holly.
Translate and cover up your house with plants.
Tis the season to be jolly.
That means this time of year here makes me dance.
Don we now our gay apparel.
In other words, we put our happy clothes on.
Troll the ancient Yuletide carol.
I guess that means singing carols, walking around.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
At 4.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. The FDA is currently reviewing whether Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine should get emergency authorization for distribution. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says once approved, healthcare workers and the nation's elderly are expected to be the first to get access to the vaccine.
Right now, our projections are that by the second quarter of next year, we'd have enough vaccine for everyone in America who wants to get vaccinated to get that.
Moderna is also seeking emergency authorization for its vaccine candidates. The number of coronavirus deaths in the U.S. has now passed 271,000.
2,597 more U.S. COVID deaths were added yesterday. That's just 10 shy COVID of the record only or set COVID on April cause. 15th. Hospitalizations have topped 90,000.
Try telling the truth!
More than 19,000 of those people in intensive care.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. America is listening to Fox News.
No! Keep that up and they'll find something else to do. God, hate them.
It's the last month of this horrible year.
Idiots.
Murder hornets and COVID. We absentee voted and stayed home in fear. It's the last month of this horrible year. I'm so happy this year's almost gone. With COVID. Corona infections and stupid election signs littering lawns. I'm so happy this year's almost gone. We hoarded toilet paper, wore masks on our faces, cruise passengers stuck in a boat. There was looting and fires while coronavirus made everyone have to stay home. It's the last month of this horrible year. Our vacations got canceled. Nobody could travel. Thanksgiving was weird. No, we can't take any more. And it shook us to our core. It's the last month of this horrible year.
But wait, 2021 is only, 29 days away? And then we'll have Joe Biden. Never mind. It could be worse. Back 40, thanks for getting back to us.
Hey. Hi. You go through the stages of loss, stages of grieving, and you've lost something. It doesn't necessarily have to be a death. We haven't lost anything yet. Trump hasn't even conceded.
No.
And the stages of grieving are denial, anger, then sadness, and then acceptance. So if all of y'all are already in the sadness phase, soon you will be in the acceptance phase. Y'all can go into the acceptance phase right by yourself because this chick's not going with you. We've learned a lot about the left over the past 4 years that we didn't know. We can learn a lot from the left. What did old Maxine Waters say? You do not give them peace. You confront them wherever they are.
Get in their face.
When they go to the gasoline station to buy some gasoline, at the grocery store, wherever they may be.
Yeah.
Well, that can work both ways. I'm sorry. And I'm not going to ever accept Joe Biden after what the Hunter Biden laptop showed us. I will never accept that, and you don't have to either.
No,
you don't.
Wait a minute. You misunderstood. I read the seven phases trying to kind of gauge where we're at. Acceptance can take a long, long time. We're not even close to that.
Never accept it. Never give in. Never. Do not give in.
Do not concede.
Do not. Do not. No matter if Trump concedes, don't. You don't concede in your heart and you fight back. That's all I want to say.
It just so happens I have a fresh clip of the president saying this is the most important speech I'll ever make to the country. Just got it, like minutes ago. You want to hear it? Because I'm going to play it here in just a moment.
Never.
And you're welcome. All right, where is it? I just had it here. All right. It's only 2 minutes long. And the quote that covers the YouTube video says, "This may be the most important speech I'll ever make." Let's see what he's got to
say. Thank you. This may be the most important speech I've ever made. I want to provide an update on our ongoing efforts to expose the tremendous voter fraud and irregularities which took place during the ridiculously long November 3rd elections. We used to have what was called Election Day. Now we have election days, weeks and months, and lots of bad things happened during this ridiculous period of time, especially when you have to prove almost nothing to exercise our greatest privilege, the right to vote. As president, I have no higher duty than to defend the laws and the Constitution of the United States. That is why I am determined to protect our election system, which is now under coordinated assault and siege. For months leading up to the presidential election, we were warned that we should not declare a premature victory. We were told repeatedly that it would take weeks, if not months, to determine the winner, to count the absentee ballots, and to verify the results. My opponent was told to stay away from the election. Don't campaign. We don't need you. We've got it. This election is done. In fact, they were acting like they already knew what the outcome was going to be.
Yeah.
They had it covered, and perhaps they did, very sadly for our country. It was all very, very strange. Within days after the election, we witnessed an orchestrated effort to anoint a winner, even while many key states were still being counted. The constitutional process must be allowed to continue. We are going to defend the honesty of the vote by ensuring that every legal ballot is counted and that no illegal ballot is counted. This is not just about honoring the votes of 74 million Americans who voted for me. It's about ensuring that Americans can have faith in this election and in all future elections. Thank you.
It's almost as if he heard me open the show today and said, I know what he needs to hear. That's exactly what needed to be said. That was not only one of his most important speeches, but he did that very, very well.
Mm-hmm.
But as he pointed out, we all watched it in real time, man. Oh, President-elect Joe Biden. Yeah. I still don't think he has the electoral votes, and if a couple of these states go into reverse on him, it could go to Congress, as our caller last hour said. And Mac 40, you're right, too. No surrender here. Brenda.
Hey. That little clip you played, if you'll click on it on Facebook, it's a 50-minute speech, and it's really, really good. That's just a teaser. He when I clicked on it, it was just 2 minutes. But then when I clicked on it on Facebook, you know, it opened the whole speech. And it's about 50 minutes. And I'm telling you, people need to listen to it. But last thing, I'm not a conspiracy. I don't believe in conspiracies. I just don't. You have to prove things to me. You know what I mean?
Right.
QAnon. I've been on Twitter more than I've been in my life. You know, I've had a Twitter account for about, I guess, since they started. But QAnon has been posting some things, not posting, has been doing some information drop lately. And the things that Q talks about, in just a few minutes, President Trump will tweet it. Something, a code word or something. I mean, like, for instance, a couple of days ago, the thing was, the storm is coming. Q kept talking about the storm, right. The storm. And then not very long after that, President Trump tweets about the storm's coming, you know. And I'm sitting here thinking, okay, wait a minute. But Q says they have the information they need. So if anybody's listening and has lost hope, it ain't over till the fat lady sings, and she ain't even warming up.
I have the entire video, and both YouTube puts out the disclaimer, Joe Biden has been declared the president-elect by who, I don't know, because they don't have the power.
Right.
And that great safeguards, great measures were taken to protect the integrity of the election. And on Facebook, both voting by mail and voting in person have a long history of trustworthiness. This is right out of the effing Kremlin, for God's sake.
You got
these social media machines.
It's bullshit.
It sure is. Good work.
Propaganda.
Yeah,
no,
one
Brenda
question
had
for
it
you,
right.
Though.
It's bullshit.
Have y'all been... It's bullshit, what you say all the time. Have y'all been following James O'Keefe, CNN phone call?
Yeah, we played that last hour.
Okay. Well, I just clicked on or listened on, but those are... He hasn't even gotten to the best of them, he says.
Yeah, no, the whole thing with Zucker, where you got to spike the Hunter Biden story. And look, I've said it months ago. America's news director is Barack Obama. They get their cues and directions from him to CNN, to MSNBC. Ironically, both of those networks are now beating Fox. Why? Because Fox's viewers punish them for lying, for a half-assed effort to get to the truth, or calling Arizona. You still can't call Arizona. They're still uncovering evidence there of voter fraud. Stuff that was making people gasp in a hearing today. So
wait, calling Arizona too soon and waiting to call Florida cost Fox News millions of viewers.
Right.
So So I can't wait to see. It feels like Christmas every day. I don't know. I'm not, like I said, I'm not a conspirator at all. But we'll see what happens.
I appreciate the call. Thanks for the heads
up. Keep your head up.
I will share the video. It is.
Thanks,
Brenda. Just based on the 2 minutes that we listened to, it's absolutely worth your time. 4:15. It's been pretty chilly this week so far, and we're starting to warm up. And it'll get cold again. If you have yet, though, to have somebody out to check into the system that keeps you and your family comfortable, and you don't have an existing relationship with the company, I urge you, recommend that you call Clark's at 277-2125 and partner up with them by getting a membership. You not only get the benefit of two annual tune-ups, which will come back to you, money that will come back to you, $159 that will come back to you on an efficiently running system that will keep your electric costs to a minimum. The guarantee of priority service if a part breaks or something goes wrong. There are people, I'm sure, in town today that woke up this morning with no heat. I wouldn't want to be in that house with the temperature in the 20s outside. They, if they're Clark's Club members, can call 277-2125 and know that somebody will be on the way. Same thing with plumbing emergencies, too. They do it all, and they hire the very best in their profession, and above and beyond all that, not only are they background checked and drug tested on an ongoing basis, they are people with personality. They feel like family by the time they've been to your, at the end of their first visit to your home. I'm not exaggerating. I've had that said back to me by people who took my recommendation, partnered up with Clark's, and got the kind of service I described. So do it. You'll feel better knowing there's a company that's got your back and your family's comfort. 277-2125 or clarkcomfort.com, Alabama, certification number 99004.
417. Well, good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic here, your most congested areas right now. Norman Bridge Road outbound, Fairview Avenue, East South Boulevard in front of Baptist and Alpha, and the Northeast Boulevard from Atlanta Highway past Ware's Ferry up to 231 to Wetumpka. We've got one accident in Montgomery. This one's going to be on the ramp to Forest Avenue, 85 northbound. Use caution there. Watch out for emergency vehicles. I-65 and 85, very busy through downtown Montgomery, but they seem to be moving very well. Not any problems that we're seeing at the moment. Well, everything for Christmas is at Midtown Plaza. Shop Foot Locker, Sally Beauty, Professionnel and Spa, Midtown Plaza, and Street off I-85, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Season's greetings from Brubaker Motors, wishing you safe travels this holiday season. Buckle up from Brubaker. It's better at Brubaker.com.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Governor Ivey is urging state school systems to resume in-person learning. She released a statement Tuesday saying that she is working with the State Department of Education and the state legislature to make sure students are back in the classroom in 2021. Alex City Police is searching for a murder suspect right now. Police are looking for 24-year-old Ashley Kinney in connection with two people found shot and killed on Oak Hill Drive earlier this week. Police say Kinney is considered armed and dangerous. If you see him, call 911. A man wanted for double murder in West Alabama has turned himself in. Authorities say 41-year-old Roderick Harrison surrendered to police today. He's accused of shooting and killing 24-year-old Wendell Pullum and 28-year-old Johnny Bonner III at a home Friday on Ciola Miller Avenue in Selmont. Those are your headlines. I'm Daryl Hood. Be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon. And
together, we would like to thank you. In 2019, we had the honor of assisting hundreds and hundreds of families with their mortgage needs, making us the number one lender in Alabama. We are number one because of you. You have been there with us since the very beginning, and we appreciate your loyal support.
Over the past 6 years, we have worked with many of you. You've sent us your friends, family, co-workers, and for that, we are eternally grateful. As a token of our appreciation, we are waiving the appraisal fee for all repeat customers. If you have ever purchased a home or refinanced a home with Alabama Home Mortgage, we encourage you to give us a call to see if you could save even more money today. Call call us at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama now at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Since 1989, Signs to Go has been Montgomery's vinyl sign and banner leader. And now with the addition of wide format printing, your signs and banners can have brilliant full color. Whether it's directional signs for your meeting or large grand opening banner, Signs to Go is your one-stop shop for color. Call us at 270-1133 or email us at signs2go@charter.net. We're still on the Eastern Bypass across from Lowe's. That's Signs to Go, Montgomery's sign and banner leader.
Every great pool has a great pool partner. And I'm not talking about a flotation device. I'm talking about a team of pros that make sure your pool is clean and pristine and always inviting. For me, that team is Fagan Pool Services. Veteran founded, owned, and operated for two generations. The Fagan family has 50 years. That's 50 years of experience in providing excellent pool service and maintenance. I picked Fagan after my previous service installed a system that failed after 6 months. Fagan came to the house, diagnosed the problem, and fixed it the same day, and they've been my team ever since. Fagan can handle all repairs, including pool liners, motors, pumps, filters, salt generators, and leak detection. Fagan pool technicians are dependable and deliver friendly customer service. I trust them completely. For renovations, repairs, and great service, partner up with Fagan. For a quote, go to Fagan, that's F-A-G-A-N, FaganPoolServices.com, or call 334-201-1819. That's 334-201-1819, Fagan Pool Services.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our temperatures are slowly going to start to moderate. Tonight will still be below normal, but not quite as cold. Overnight low temperature down to about 35, partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow, we'll tease 60 degrees, I think, for a high temperature, increasing clouds during the day. There's a risk of some showers perhaps by Thursday night into Friday. Friday's high, upper 50s to around 60. And the weekend forecast at this point, still looking dry. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from Brubaker Motors with a wide selection of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs. Shop online anytime at Brubaker.com. It's better at Brubaker.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today, we salute you, Mr. First Guy in Line for a McRib.
Mr. First Guy.
There are plenty of red letter days on the calendar, but you've got one in particular circled in red marker with red arrows pointing at it from all directions. Oh, Sultan of the Seasonal Sandwich.
It's like Christmas for your taste buds.
And you queued up at the crack of dawn.
You drool all over your folding chair, yeah.
So as you duck in for your McMorning McSandwich, tip your cap and say, excuse me, to the man who's partially blocking the door, waiting for that succulent switch over to the lunch menu. He's Mr. First Guy in Line for a McRib, a real American hero.
Mr. First Guy in Line for a McRib.
For a limited time, only at participating locations.
Hey, I guess that's out today. I've only had one of those once or twice. I didn't... Hey, but if that's your thing, that's your thing. Personally, I prefer Baumhauer's.
Yeah.
Where we will be tonight after the show, they have ribs. They have everything. They have any comfort food you can think of, they've got it. So join us over there tonight. We can commiserate. We can go through this process together. At 425, the Hodge twins have a video out, and I can tell from the topic, I'm going to like this one because they made this one after our fat ass, pardon me, Attorney General yesterday said, I don't know of any voter fraud. This is the Attorney General of the United States. There are noted attorneys like Linwood and Sidney Powell and others, Pam Bondi, as one of our callers mentioned, who are producing plenty of witnesses who, at the risk of perjury, are signing affidavits, testifying to truckloads of ballots and backmarked mail and all kinds of stuff.
Oh, I don't see any evidence of voter fraud because I don't want to get killed by the Clinton crime family.
They're all in on it. So let's see what the Hodge twins have to say about A.G. Barr hasn't uncovered widespread voting fraud.
Got a new show for y'all.
Yeah.
Before we start the show, hey, everybody, it's Christmas time. We throwing a sale. You want 25% off? Use discount code White Privilege. All Christmas, I got T-shirts.
I love that.
Got beard products. Yeah. Got hats. Look at this nice shirt. This shirt signifies the year 2020.
Yeah.
It's horrible. F-2020.
Yeah, man.
Damn COVID. Damn ripping my president off. Yeah, tried to investigate him. They impeached him. Damn.
It's been a horrible year.
Now, if you ain't white, you can't use white privilege.
Yeah, you know better than that.
African-American.
You know better than that.
Now, we believe in equality over here. So I came up with your own discount code.
Yeah.
Sell out. Because that's what you are. Yeah, I was going to say bootlicker, but that's taking it too far.
I was going to use the word coon, too, but nah, that's too far.
See, white people, y'all don't understand. See, that's what black people call black Republicans.
Yeah.
Uncle Tom's bootlickers, coons.
They're racist-ass people, right?
Sellout. So we came up with sellout for you,
yeah,
black person.
They don't like to be called that. They like to be called African-American.
No, not conservatives.
Yeah.
That's we true. Like to call ourselves just Americans.
Yeah.
Yep. But these black liberals, they love to be called African American.
Ain't never.
Hey, you know what's funny? They from Chicago, Los Angeles, Minnesota. You want to be called an African American?
You never been in Africa.
But anyway, let's get to the show.
Yeah, man.
Attorney General
William Barr.
Is it William?
It's William, man.
Or is it Loser Barr?
Yeah.
He came out.
Leave with William. I never met William, man.
William's probably a good man.
You know what? The AP reported that he said the Department of Justice has not found any widespread voter fraud that would impact or change the election.
Yeah.
I'm thinking that's missing context.
Yeah, and you have to remember, everybody, who's reporting this?
Yeah,
mainstream media.
Yeah.
So they take things out of context and spin things.
I think it's missing context because the...
Well, that's always the risk with the Hodge twins. They say what's on their mind.
Mm-hmm.
But that was entertaining. So here's what we'll do. We'll take a very brief break while our delay rebuilds.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Caravita Village is a wonderful place to be.
Caravita Village is an all-inclusive senior community with a home for every budget. Find your home at caravitavillage.com.
Shared suites start at just $13.99 per month, including meals, activities, utilities, transportation, and more.
It's all about man's best friend. It is National Mutt Day.
Yep. I like big mutts and I cannot lie.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
I'm just a walking my dog.
I'll show you.
National Mixed Breed Day.
National Mutt Day.
At Caravita Village, you can enjoy senior living to the fullest in a safe, carefree environment. Caravita Village has an on-site chef preparing delicious meals every day.
I love the food. It's like a four-star restaurant.
Find your home at caravitavillage.com.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Tired of the same old holiday specials? Tonight on ABC, it's the first ever Christmas special for cats. Featuring the dot from a laser pointer. Dead mice. And lint, fresh from the dryer. And if that's not enough to make Mr. Whiskers slash your new suede couch enjoy, we've also got celebrity guests like Kat Lynn Jenner, Tina Fey, Bill Scurry, and a special performance by Meowie J. Blige. Think you're excited? Ask your cat. Okay, this is an awful idea. Cats just want to be left alone to lick themselves. But too late, we ran the promo. ABC's Christmas special for cats. Use hashtag CatterdayNightFever to interact with fellow shut-ins. Don't hiss it.
It's even better than the white privilege discount code with the Hodge twin. That's for Rosie. Me, I prefer Christmas with Morgan Freeman.
Hello, I'm Morgan Freeman, here with a holiday tip. Ladies, if a male coworker makes an unwanted sexual advance at an office party, stay calm and politely tell him you're not interested. And if a female coworker does it, drag her ass into the nearest supply closet and get freaky. Seriously, I'm talking nasty. Mm-mm. Be sure to record it with your camera phone and email it to my Gmail account. Happy holidays.
Stay tuned for more Christmas with Morgan Freeman. Give me the look. You've given me the look.
I don't like that one.
I shouldn't take it personally, though. Anybody want to come down and keep company with me for the rest of the afternoon? Because I'm feeling really alone here at the moment. Spotlow's not going to make it.
He's not?
No. He's got to work.
Well, got to pay the bills.
He's got that certain Wessonality, you know? And in these uncertain times, and now these troubling times, it's always good to have somebody around who can boost your spirits. But we will be talking to Jacqueline shortly.
Yeah.
4:32 is the time. Baumhauer's after the show, and our Baumhauer's Christmas party is a week from tonight. We do hope those of you who can't get out often on Wednesday, and I know our biggest competition on Wednesday night is not another restaurant or another gathering. You know what our biggest competition is on Wednesday night? Sunday school.
Yeah.
Bible study. And I'm not knocking that. We weren't given a choice because they do Kids Eat Free Tuesdays, so they have special promotions on different nights, so that's why we do these on Wednesday. But many people have told me over the years, can't make it to Wednesday night because I've got Bible study. And we totally respect that. We get that. Okay. It is 4:33. Time for a quick look at the roads.
Well, good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Light to moderate traffic all over the city right now with a few exceptions. We've got very heavy traffic on Taylor Road from Atlanta Highway past I-85. Also, some congestion on the East and East South Boulevard. Norman Bridge Road, Fairview Avenue, very busy outbound this afternoon, as well as Highway 31 to Prattville and 231 to Wetumpka. I-65 and 85, very busy as well, but no accidents anywhere that we know of to tell you about at the moment. Accidents do happen. Go where the insurance companies go. Chico's Auto Pros on the Atlanta Highway. Better price, better experience, guaranteed. Chico's Auto Pros, 239-9510. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Are you looking to buy someone a new car for Christmas? Brubaker Motors can help. Make this Christmas one they'll never forget. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at brubaker.com.
All right, we have a call from Patty at 434. Hi, Patty.
Hey, good afternoon, Greg. Hey, how you doing?
Hey.
I'm all right.
Yeah, right. I'm about with you. I'm right there. I'm not going to keep you. I just wonder, did you, and I may have missed this, but did you see the article about Stacey Abrams' get out the vote effort in Georgia, the investigation? They were actually soliciting dead voters from outside of the state of Georgia. Did you see that?
I heard there that her particular, whether it was a super PAC or whatever, was either under investigation or was being accused of, you know, doing underhanded things. And I couldn't be less surprised.
Oh, no. No, I'm just wondering why it took so long.
Because, you know why? Because she's a minority, and they get the benefit of the doubt until it's impossible to ignore. That's the way.
Yeah, like the Broward County
clerk. Oh, my God. Jeez. I mean.
How many elections did they get caught and finally got that animal out of there?
Do you remember?
It was this last cycle.
Do you remember Miriam Oliphant?
Yeah.
Yeah. She was the lady. She's the election supervisor for the county. And the first thing she did when she got her ass into the office was redecorate it to the tune of $60,000. Rather inefficient, I would say. So, yeah, that's, but you know what? You got a good governor in Florida now, so have confidence.
Right. Rick Scott was good. Yeah.
Yeah, he was. And I think DeSantis, I hear his name tossed around as potential presidential timber at some point.
DeSantis is a good guy. He's former military. He's been true blue, you know. But take a look at that thing. It's a guy named Ransberger, and I don't know. I didn't have time to read the whole thing because I was at work. But apparently they've got some pretty hard evidence that these people actually were literally recruiting dead people from outside of Georgia, and they've got the proof.
A lot of dead people.
So I just wanted to give you a heads up on that.
I appreciate that. I will do some investigation on that. I can't stand that woman. I've never seen anybody get so much attention for being such a fat ne'er-do-well.
You know, I almost said the same thing. I'm wondering if she bats on the other team as well, right? So I may be wrong about that, however. All right. Well, listen, thank you, Greg, and you have a good night, okay? Bye-bye.
Thank you. All right. We're going to hear from your favorite shirtless weatherman, and then talk to Jack.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our temperatures are slowly going to start to moderate. Tonight will still be below normal, but not quite as cold. Overnight low temperature down to about 35, partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow, we'll tease 60 degrees, I think, for a high temperature, increasing clouds during the day. There's a risk of some showers perhaps by Thursday night into Friday. Friday's high, upper 50s to around 60. And the weekend forecast at this point, still looking dry. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with historic low rates. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Now, just in time for the 2020 holiday season, a remix of all your favorite classics.
I'll be in quarantine for Christmas.
We've remixed and updated every song.
You can
stay away from me.
Tunes that capture the essence of the year.
You better watch out.
Nobody
is coming to town.
It's beginning to look a lot like
COVID-19
everywhere you go.
A 2020
Christmas time.
Download yours now from Bah Humbug Records.
By the way, the Hodge Twins saw that shirt that has the 2020 logo. It looks like somebody's getting the finger, but it's a 2. And the O is very thin and taller than the second O, so it looks like a hand flipping off somebody. It's excellent. Somebody had one at Baumhauer's last week.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I think they ordered it from the Hodge Twins website, too. And don't forget, white privilege is your discount at HodgeTwins.com. I'm serious.
They're so funny.
They are. Hey there, Jacqueline Tomlinson.
Hey.
Is that really the code?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they said.
Stop.
They're very funny, but they told their black followers not to use it. That they would their
they said, you know, you can't.
Their discount code was sellout.
Yeah.
They're that's hilarious. Funny. We gotta be able to laugh at ourselves, right?
You gotta be able to laugh at it at this point in time. You may find out that you may get a better and more honest take on race relations listening to them just riff than you will from any lecture you're going to get from the media, you know?
Oh, yeah. I love them.
They're very funny.
So how's everybody's Wednesday? Today is Wednesday, right?
Yeah, I know. It's kind of hard to tell these days, isn't it?
I never know. I feel like I'm in, like, Groundhog Day.
Yeah, and I think I've figured out, yesterday I addressed it, I at the beginning of the show I did a monologue on PTSD, that we are kind of going through that since November, you know, for a month. It's a month. They're still counting votes in some places. Can you believe this?
No. Well, I mean, yeah, it's 2020. I believe everything.
But upon further thought, and I'm no intellectual giant, I don't pretend to be one, feels more like grief.
Yeah.
Because, and here's the worst thing. Let me liken it to somebody who is ill and they're kind of on the brink and you're not sure and you're day after day you're getting updates. Well, it's in critical condition. We don't know that it's over because the death has yet to take place and we're praying that it doesn't, but we need some things to go our way.
Well, and I feel like everything was supposed to get better, like, after the election, and the election isn't technically over yet, and there's, like, you know, it's just this weird, I don't know, we're in this weird position to where I don't think anybody really knows how to feel anymore, or how to act, or what's going on, or what tomorrow's going to bring.
I posted the president's speech today. Naturally, the media ignored it. Probably Fox did, too. He really nails it today. It's really excellent. It doesn't sound like somebody whining or complaining. He's just talking, you know, what they've uncovered, where things sit, and where things may go. But
yeah, I haven't had an opportunity to see it. I didn't even know that he did a speech today.
It's
usually that's breaking news.
So when you have a moment, and I know you're a mother and everything else, it might be worth a watch. I would like to actually, in fact, I think I may at 5:05 go back to it. Because Brent won't be able to be with us today, so we'll listen to a little bit more of it at that time.
Yeah, I'll try to take a listen to it. I didn't even know, yeah, like I said, I didn't even know that he had a speech today. Usually I get an alert on my phone or something.
I hadn't heard anything either. There was no, you know, usually I know, you know, when these things are going to take place. And maybe it was just one of those last minute things.
Yeah, well, I feel, yeah, I've been elbow deep with a little lady today. She's been, you know, an infant. So they're kind of needy. Like, I don't know if, you know, people know this, but they're, goodness gracious, for being so little.
And they can be very impatient.
She's got a lot of her mommy in her. I'm going to tell you that. Y'all.
By the way, Steelers 12, Ravens 7.
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
On Wednesday afternoon, COVID football.
I care. I'm watching it.
Are you really?
I am. I got the game on. I want the Steelers to pull it out.
Well, I mean, it's kind of historical in the sense that this is the first time there's ever been a scheduled NFL, well, it was rescheduled, but an NFL game on Wednesday afternoon.
We live in strange times.
Very, very strange. And I think in some instances, things are going to get even stranger.
I can tell you we live in strange times because for the last, you know, 20 years when I put up my own Christmas tree, I've always done the same themed Christmas tree.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to share this with you. Last night, this is what happens when you have kids. I don't do colored lights. I don't like colored lights on a tree. I'm a white light person. We put up our family tree last night, you guys, and instead of doing my traditional garnet and gold tree that I've done for 20 years,
yes,
in my living room right now, we have a family ornament. I collect ornaments from everywhere we go, but I never put them on the tree. We have our family Christmas tree with our family ornaments, and there's colored lights.
Wow.
And as much as it pains me in my OCD with the colored lights, Steven woke up this morning and said, it's perfect. It is not perfect. It is not perfect by any means. But he loves it.
I just sent you a picture of our tree while you were talking.
Okay, I'll take. Let me see.
With our color.
It didn't come in yet. But you guys know how, like, when you're single or you don't have children, you do things how you want to do them. And then, you know, when you have kids, things just change. And so now I'm sitting here looking at this multicolored Christmas tree. That's what it's about.
Yep, you have others to consider.
And Lola has no ornaments on the tree. Poor little Steven's, like, all over the tree. It's like, you know, the ornament from, like, when we were expecting and baby's first Christmas. And then Steven's first Christmas pictures on an ornament. You know what I mean? Like, all of those. I'm a sucker for all of those shutterflies and all that.
You have a bit of an advantage with little ones in getting into the Christmas spirit. It's, you know, look. In the past, the old Greg Budell probably would have put up nothing this year.
Greg, it's I like love your tree. It just came in. Your tree looks so good.
Yeah, we've always, what you grow up with always put, in the olden days when they had the individual lights that screwed in, we always used colored lights on the tree. And they would get hot. You used to hear a lot of stories about tree fires, you know, usually days before, right after Christmas, because people would leave their lights on and branches were getting dry.
You have to water them every day.
And there's your tree.
See? There's our tree.
Isn't that beautiful, Rosie?
It's gorgeous.
It really is.
I have to get a tree topper and we have to do some things, but
now, let me ask you this. Have you constructed a North Pole on your front lawn? Do you have polar bears roaming?
Okay, so actually, and you're going to be like, of course you are. So Jared told me no, I was not able to have a live nativity this year, even though that's what I wanted to do. He said, absolutely
COVID?
Not. No, he just said, you're out of control. My dad, you know how people in South Florida are with their decorations?
Oh,
and
my parents are
no exception. But my dad made me, they're like 9 feet. They're toy soldiers.
Yes.
And so I'm actually going to paint them this weekend. That's all I have to do. They're already cut out of wood. I just have to paint them. And so I'm going to put those big toy soldiers up in front of our house with some just white lights on them and just do something really simple this year but pretty.
Do they look like Nutcracker soldiers?
Yeah, they're like the Nutcracker toy soldiers.
Cool.
Miss Lola. She's over here making noise.
You know, I've been doing my daily bike ride, and even though I'm out there to get the exercise, we got a lot of folks in my section of town who do some real nice nativity scenes, or I saw one house today that had the word joy,
mm-hmm.
4 feet tall, fully lit, and another one with a mailbox for letters to Santa is real cute. Do I hear a...
Sorry. She's over here grunting like a grown man.
Well, she's probably ready for dinner.
No, she's just needy. She just says, my mommy's not giving me all the attention.
Well...
I will say, though, with the COVID, I've had a hard time getting in the Christmas spirit.
Yeah.
I'm kind of the opposite. You know, some of these people have had their Christmas trees up since March, you know, May, June.
Yeah.
And I went out there in the garage to pull all my Christmas stuff down, and I was just kind of like... You know, like just not in the mood, which is not like me because I'm the girl that keeps her Christmas tree up all year round. Like, right. I've done it. I love Christmas. I love decorating the house for Christmas. But this year, I'm just kind of like sad, you know, and it's, I don't know why. I'm not emotionally sad. I can't get excited about Christmas, which is odd.
Well, I totally get it. You know, based on what you just said, And describing your emotional condition at this time, I really hope you will take a moment when it's... I'll try and get the link to you. My December magazine column gets into that a little bit. And I tell the story of the Christmas shoes. Good reviews by one Rosie Brock.
It's excellent.
It's a true story, too.
Well, Rosie, do you have your Christmas tree up yet?
No.
Rosie.
Yeah, what's with that?
I'll have several little trees throughout the house, but I don't put a big tree up.
Oh, yeah. I used to do that, too. I like doing little trees and decorating them all a little different. Yeah.
And I have Christmas ornaments, some hanging in the kitchen. I'll do mm-hmm. some things.
One of the best decorations, and we're almost out of time, but it was right next door to the house I stay at in Florida. And it was an inflatable. And it was Santa in a sleigh that had wings, shaped like a jet. And it's pretty sizable. And you place the Santa at one end of your lawn, and then you have landing lights, red and green landing lights for the sleigh. So if you tilt the Santa in the sleigh, it looks like he's getting ready to land.
Oh. That's awesome.
And I looked all over to see if I could find one of those for... I would love to have that.
My parents did the inflatables for a couple years. We had, like, the big snow globes, and then we had the Santa that popped in and out of the chimney.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, my parents, like, go, like I said, all out.
Yeah.
All out for every holiday.
In Florida, there's a Griswoldian and can you top this sort of mentality that, which is why when you drive down many Florida neighborhood streets on a, and it can get warm, it can get pretty warm in December.
Yeah.
The smell of rubber permeates the air because you see deflated inflatables everywhere you look.
And the humidity. We used to have a problem with the snow globes because the dew in the morning would make the little balls inside the snow globes wet. Because it's Christmas in December, you know, it's like there's like it's 100 degrees and 100% humidity. So,
well, I sure have enjoyed this conversation, the little insights on your decoration processes and everything.
Well, thanks.
And
I'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Alrighty, and don't forget our official Christmas party is a week from tonight at the Baumhauers.
I got it on the calendar.
All righty.
Already made it to the calendar.
Great. Can we speak with you tomorrow?
Absolutely, guys. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Take care.
All right.
Yeah, it really is a, you know, in the one place that you really, I remember I had to spend my first Christmas in Florida. I was working for Rick. It's my first job down there. And considering how things started down there, when December came, and there was a lot of teasing about this. They allowed people to pick their Christmas time off by seniority. And the woman that took the time I wanted to use to go to Chicago and spend it with my family was Jewish. And in radio, people, I got news for you, it just... She took a lot of grief for that because she took days that other people really wanted, not just me, but a couple of others. I still wouldn't have gotten it because, as it turned out, there were a couple of people, but she was accused of doing it deliberately because she was anti-Goyim and all this. These are Florida jokes that you kind of have to live there for a while to understand. So I went back to Chicago December 10th through the 17th, and we had like a dusting of snow the last day we were there. It wasn't very festive, and when I went back, I made up my mind, this is the last time I'm going to be in Florida on Christmas. You know, the first Christmas, I remember it warmly now because of the way things were, but my friend Kathleen and I had our Christmas night dinner at Denny's on Oakland Park Boulevard. And I remember having meatloaf and mashed potatoes and peas. And I said, this just doesn't seem like Christmas.
No,
no offense, Kathy. She understood. So, and sure enough, then I got that big offer the next year. And the money issues were settled quickly. I said, but you got to add one thing to this deal. You have to guarantee me a week off every December that includes Christmas and Christmas Eve. No problem. You know, when they want you can ask for the moon and get it. Is that what you want? You want me to lasso the moon?
Yes,
just popped into my head. It's 4:54. Great place to add some color to your fall and holiday. I'm thinking, you know, those arborvitae trees they have at Fitzpatrick Greenhouses. Couple of those, I mean, they look like Christmas trees, but they stay up year-round, and they're about 5 feet tall, $50 a piece. Go to your Facebook page, type in Fitzpatrick Greenhouses, and browse around, because you really have to. That's the way you find out about not only the incredible selection they have. They got three enormous greenhouses, and they're adding they're adding to what they already have. It's really taken off this year. But there are plenty of plants that offer fall colors, crotons, pansies, snapdragons. And as I mentioned, the arborvitae trees open 8 until 4:30, closed on Sunday and Monday, and it's a cash check business. But incredible value in plants, as so many listeners have testified to us over this past year. The health of these plants, they're extraordinary. They last and last and last. So get a couple of those arborvitae trees. See, Jacqueline, you could do that in front of the house. Don't listen to your husband. What does he know? Get your white lights and string those through the arborvitae trees, and you can have it outside. It'll look great. I wouldn't be surprised if she's outside her house right now painting runway lights on her driveway just so Santa knows where to land the sleigh.
Exactly.
Fitzpatrick Greenhouses just take Highway 110 Vaughan Road from about Chantilly Parkway. It's 15 to 20 minutes east, just past mile marker 22 on your left, and you'll see it. Clay Forer and his staff can tell you anything you need to know about maintenance and where to place your plants. That's important, too, for getting maximum value. Market had kind of a flat day. Nothing, no crisis, no nothing bad there. Brant will not be able to join us tonight. But we'll use that time to play some of the president's speech today. It's on my Facebook page, but you need to hear it because I want you to listen for what you're going to hear in his voice. He is calm, collected, measured. It's very much counter to the kind of brashness that Donald Trump conveys.
Resolute.
It's making a case. So if you're down to the dumps or this election result has you feeling out of sorts, this will be good medicine, and it's coming up in about 13 minutes. 4:57.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have two accidents now on the Eastern Boulevard. One is going to be right at Eastdale Circle, just as you come off the bridge over the Atlanta Highway. The second accident will be on the bridges right over Ware's Ferry Road. Use caution there. We've got a tremendous backup of traffic right at that area. Also, we have another accident now lower Wetumpka Road in the northbound lanes. Two cars right in front of the King Hill Park. Use caution there. Watch out for emergency vehicles. We are busy all over this afternoon. A lot of cars on the road on I-65 and 85. Buckle up, drive safely, and keep it here for more traffic updates. The Toyota-thon underway at Reinhart Toyota. You can lease a new Toyota Camry for as low as $199 a month. The selection's great. Also, check them out at ReinhartToyota.com. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
From all of us at Brubaker Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Kia, and Infiniti, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. It's better at Brubaker.com.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
It's so easy to lose track of time or even keep up with what day it is sometimes during this viral outbreak.
You're right. By the way, Adams Drugs called and reminded me I needed a refill on one of my medications, and I'm so glad they did. I would have been out of that medication the next day.
Oh, I need to call and check on a refill for myself as well. You know, we've been going to Adams Drugs for a long time, and I really trust them.
I trust them as well. The customer service is